It's that time of year again. Kazoo Fest is back from April 8th to the 12th with bands like Deerhoof,
Absolutely Free,
No Joy,
Phaedra,
Scott Merritt,
Motem,
Homeshake,
Lido Pimienta,
Blimp Rock,
Fetnat,
Alana Gurr,
Tyson and the Trepids,
Fist City,
Squeezy C,
Black Spirituals,
Tyvek,
Her Harbor,
and more than 25 other musical performances.
Also featuring visual art installations,
dance and multimedia performances,
the Print Expo,
and ending with a pancake breakfast.
Kazoo Fest is presented by Wellington Brewery,
The Cornerstone,
Bookshelf,
Mike Von Den at Home Group Realty,
and CFRU. For accessibility information and further venue details, please visit the website at www.kazookazoo.ca.
And welcome to the Kazoo Fest podcast, volume 2, as heard first on Drive Time with Diener and Dunster on CFRU 93.3 FM.
It's a mouthful.
In Guelph. Yeah, just trying to get it really professional for volume 2. Volume 1, there was a lot of feedback. Not professional enough. They didn't like your voice. They found it too nasal.
We didn't play any music from Kazoo Fest.
Yeah, that was another big thing. They didn't like that. They didn't like Tom's interview.
Pretty much the whole thing.
We're trying to just kind of scrap what we had and just go with something completely new. So this is Kazoo Fest Podcast Volume 2 for 2015. Kazoo Fest running from April 8th through 12th here in Guelph. Todd, I know I asked you this last week.
Ask me again.
What are you most excited for?
Fetnat.
Thought maybe things may have changed, would even choose the Mm-mm. thing that you're second most into, but you are pretty dedicated to this Fetnat.
Yeah. I'm going to be doing very nice dances for everybody.
Yes.
Mostly for me, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like we should probably try and play more music this week.
Yes.
So we're going to start.
More great music, less okay talking.
Yeah. So we're going to start off with Lido Pimienta from the compilation put out by Healing Power Records called Fruits. We're going to hear the song I Want You to Do Well. Lido Pimienta is playing on April 11th. That's a Saturday at the Black Heritage Society, the hall there with Black Spirituals from Oakland.
Essex Street.
On Essex Street, yeah. With Black Spirituals, who we heard last week. Free jazz experimental group coming from Oakland, California. Lido is from Columbia, I believe, but now resides in Toronto. So she will be up here with them April 11th. So we're going to hear Lido Pimienta. Then we're going to hear Phaedra after that. We'll talk a bit about them when we come back. Kazoo Fest Podcast, Volume 2 on Drive Time with Diener and Dunster and CFRU 93.3 FM. This is Lido Pimienta with I Want You to Do Well.
Espero y quiero y miro.
Back. That was Phaedra from Golden Age, came out on Daps Records with the song Supernatural. Started things off with Lito Pimienta there from the Fruits compilation put out by Healing Power Records with the song I Want You to Do Well. Phaedra will be playing here in Guelph on Saturday, April 11th at Van Gogh's with Doom Squad and Squeezy C. And Phaedra features two of the members from Hooded Fang.
Ooh.
And one of the members of Hutt. So.
Say no more.
Yeah. And Lito Pimienta, as we said just before that, she will be playing on Saturday, April 11th, at the Black Heritage Society in the hall there with Black Spirituals. And that is presented along with the People of Goodwill Project here in Guelph. Here in Guelph. Kazoo Fest.
I love People of Goodwill.
Yeah, who doesn't? Mm. And so, yeah, I mean, we focus a lot on the music here on this radio show because it's
a music show.
It's a music show. And but I would encourage you to go to kazookazoo.ca and check out a lot of the visual arts programming. There's also a dance, short and sweet dance show that will be happening, which is... I believe 10 dancers, they each get 3 minutes to dance, and it's going to take place at Silence with then dancing after and some DJs. So, a lot of fun.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and it's, I think, I don't know, they do it in Montreal, short and sweet, dance. And I know this is, obviously, first time it's happened in Guelph. I don't know if it's happened in Toronto or if this is the first time bringing it out, but it's curated by Katie Ewald, who is a dancer here in town. So that's exciting. Exciting visual art from Jenny Norton, Sherry Barkley, Justin Gordon, Amy Lockhart, and a bunch of others. And a multimedia performance happening on the Wednesday. There's just tons of stuff. Go to kazookazoo.ca, Todd, yes?
Print Expo. Don't forget the Print Expo.
Oh, yeah. Print Expo.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Highlight for everyone Saturday from 11 till 4 at Mitchell Hall. So go check out the site because I feel like we try and squeeze it all in.
Yeah.
It's too much. It's too much for us to squeeze in. Yeah. Anyway, due to our pledge to play more music this week, we are going to now hear some more music. This is No Joy from their Wait to Pleasure album. They are going to be playing on Thursday night. That's April 9th at the E-Bar along with Last X and Guelph Locals Masks. So this is No Joy with Hair Tarot Lies from their Wait to Pleasure record that came out on Mexican Summer. They're coming from Montreal to play April 9th here. Where was that sound from?
That was me.
Oh, okay. And that was Doom Squad from Calaboogie. Came out on Hand Drawn Dracula last year, I think. And they'll be playing on Saturday, April 11th here in Guelph at Van Gogh's with Phaedra and Squeezy C. Before that, we heard No Joy from Montreal, who will be playing on Thursday, April 9th at the E-Bar with Last X, who we played last week. And Masks, who I don't know if they have anything recorded. And just slight correction to the visual arts. I don't know what name I said. It's very strange that I would not say Sherry Boyle. I feel like I probably said Sherry Barkley,
okay,
who is a DJ from Edmonton, and whose name I've known longer than I've known Sherry Boyle's name. But, yeah, there was some kind of audio typo there. We were notified on Twitter. So Sherry Boyle, weird to mispronounce that, as she is one of the most famous artists in Canada right now.
Nice work.
Yeah, thank you.
And thanks to Nika.
Yes, thank you to Nika for notifying us of that.
For putting us a red you know, marker across that one, audio typo.
Yeah, I mean, rude, but necessary. Now, thank you for that. So, kazookazoo.ca if you want to check out the correct names for people who, artists who will be at the festival this year. So, I did, speaking of artists, I did an interview this week with Slim Twig. Now that I'm looking at it, it's pretty long. So we'll probably do about 5 minutes of it, and then I'll always have that other 5 minutes in my back pocket,
mm-hmm,
just ready to, I mean...
Take it out of your back pocket.
Take it out of my back pocket,
yeah,
and put it on another podcast.
Okay.
But yeah, Slim Twig plays as Slim Twig, of course. He's from Toronto. Also played in the band Tropics for a long time with Simone TB. I believe her name is, and together, those two, and also Meg, who is U.S. Girls, and Ice Cream, the two members of that, make up Darlene Shrug, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Tropics, Slim Twig, I think...
Supergroup?
Yeah, it is a supergroup. I mean, and U.S. Girls and Ice Cream, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy thing. They only have one song recorded. I've never seen them. I hear very good things. And talking to Slim Twig, it seems like he's very excited about their live show. And they're not like they're recording. Well, I'll let him say it in this interview. Yeah. Maybe I'll just boil it down and then you can hear.
Let the interview do the talking.
Yeah. So we'll see how this sounds. I recorded it on my computer using Google Voice. So just a little background there if it sounds kind of choppy. So this is a Diener in conversation with Slim Twig here on the Kazoo Fest Podcast Volume 2. After the interview, we'll hear the Darlene Shrug track. They'll be playing on Friday, April 10th with Deerhoof and Baby Labor. So this is, here we go. I am here talking to Slim Twig, who is an artist from Toronto, Ontario, formerly played with Tropics, currently plays with Darlene Shrug.
Hello, how's it going?
Hi, Slim Twig. How are things going with you?
Things are very well, yeah. We're very excited for the Kazoo Fest and like a few other gigs that we'll have in and around that time. We're really excited to be asked to play, and so we sort of just booked a few dates around doing that one show because it seemed like such a great show, and you know, it's a good opportunity to kind of springboard us into a couple other dates.
Yeah, and like, how much has, I know Darlene Shrug is a fairly new project, right? Like, you guys just released the one song in the kind of early part of winter, I guess.
Yeah, it wasn't even so much to, like, have an official release out there. It was more, it's been a band for almost exactly a year, a little bit over a year. We show on Valentine's Day of 2014. So, I was practicing for a couple months for that. So, a little bit longer than a year. And we sort of put one song out there to, I don't know, get people sort of interested in coming to check us out live, because I think the power of the band really stems from seeing us live and really leaves an impression on people. So it's not really an official recording or release or anything like that. It's just sort of a little bit of a lure to get people to come check us out live.
And do you have plans to do recording, or is it just kind of like continue as a live band until it makes sense to get something out?
Oh, we definitely are going to be making a record this year that will come out at some point. Simone and I, who kind of like instigated this project happening, because you know, we were in a band for 10 years. That was just the two of us, called Tropics, and you know, we just felt that we'd exhausted all the ways of making kind of the style of rock music we wanted to make with just two people, and wanted to continue to make music together, but expand that to including other people. We, in that prior band, we spent 10 years and like passed only like a 7-inch of a tape to show for it, really, by the end of it. So we've been really careful to be demoing like every song that we write, and just sort of being better archivists, and with that will come like an actual produced that and that kind of thing.
Cool. And with Tropics, I know I've read that you just had the tape and the 7-inch. And was that like, I mean, do you guys have like demos or like basement recordings that you have for yourself? So you have something of the songs and that's all you ever put out? Or is that like the only things that you ever actually recorded?
We didn't really record a lot of this. I mean, this is a band that stemmed or was sort of born around the time we were 13 or so. So that kind of technology wasn't really on our radar as far as what we were interested in pursuing musically. We were just kids sort of doing an extension of a punk band that we started when we were in grade 8, and that kind of blossomed into a new band that was just the two of us in sort of high school, and then after that into our early 20s. And just, you know, when you're a younger person, like recording and production, these kinds of things aren't things that interest you as much as just being out there live, playing shows for people, writing, practicing. And, you know, we were just a punk band, really. So making sure that things were perfected on a recording wasn't really on our radar. We did do recordings and are currently out there. We, in fact, recorded enough for an album that the recordings with it have just sort of sat there. And I think that they will eventually kind of make their way out there. Of course, it's difficult to try and generate interest for like an album that is from a band that's deceased. So that's kind of a tricky thing. And maybe, which is why we've sort of put more of our energy in sort of starting a new thing rather than reviving older recordings. But they do exist, and I think that eventually they will trickle out somehow.
Cool. And with like the approach for Darlene Shrug versus Tropics, or I guess the other members, it's your partner Meg from US Girls and then the two members of Ice Cream?
Yeah, that's right. Carlin and Amanda from Ice Cream.
So, I mean, with Darlene Shrug, are you guys, is it the songs you didn't want to use in other groups, or is it a collaborative thing to make kind of a new cohesive sound for another band?
It's definitely a cohesive sound. We definitely have a vision of what kind of music that we want to create. The process kind of stems somewhat out of Tropics. I don't mean to diminish what anyone else contributes to the group, but initially the band was started as a way for Simone and I to continue writing music together. And we extended the collaboration a little bit further to Megan, who does US Girls, as you say, just because she's such an amazing lyricist and vocal writer. Her style of writing lyrics and melodies is very hooky, and she was kind of grew up on radio, and she's an American who's very familiar with, you know, there's something just to say about like an American's experience of rock and roll and like growing up in the Midwest and that kind of thing. Those are all just kind of flavors that really contribute to what we're doing, which is just trying to be like a really solid rock roll kind of, in some sense, sort of taking it back to something that's a little bit more simpler and direct than a lot of the more cerebral music that we all do in our other projects. So the band dynamic is sort of still a musical collaboration and songwriting collaboration between Simone and I, incorporating Megan's, you know, vocal abilities and writing abilities. And then in the live context, Carlin and Amanda come in and add their own parts and just flavor. And I think, as I was saying earlier, I think the band really generates its power off of live. So that's why I was saying I didn't want to diminish anyone else's kind of contribution. Even if Carlin and Amanda have been involved in the writing process up to now, I think that when people see us live, they really understand that what makes this band tick is kind of an energy that is being created like live on stage through us sort of playing together. And I think it's so special.
Cool. Yeah, I'm really excited to see you guys. I've been in Guelph for just over 2 years, and I think in the first month I moved to Guelph, the first show I went to was seeing Slim Twig and U.S. Girls play at the ANAF with the Legato Vipers.
And oh, yeah, yeah.
My co-host for the radio show, Todd, like, he had just moved to Guelph, and we're like, you know, we're not kids here for school. Like, we're both in our 30s, and we, like, went to this show, and we're both like, why is a show this amazing happening in Guelph? Like, we had no idea about what was going on there, and it was like a full house, and every band was so perfect that I was like, it was just a really great experience, or like first show experience in Guelph. So, yeah, that, like, there's kind of a special anticipation, I think, for us to see you guys play at Kazoo Fest.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm really pleased to hear that. I think, yeah, Kazoo, you know, they have a history of doing really interesting stuff in Guelph, and I think it's important for smaller places in Ontario to sort of take up that challenge a little bit more off, because there are a lot of great bands in those towns themselves, as well as, you know, a place like Toronto where people are looking for places to play outside of the usual five or six clubs in the city, you know. So I think it's a great thing. Yeah, hopefully we see more, you know, more possibilities like that with some of the other places. I think that would really be helpful to the economy of touring for Canadian bands themselves, because I think that's sort of something that, you know, has long been a restriction associated with Canada. There's not really many places to play. It's not the greatest for touring, and, you know, people sort of use that as a claim for why it's difficult for Canadian bands to break out as opposed to Americans, who can hop about in a small geographical location and play a lot of worthwhile spots. So, I mean, if it would be possible to foster more of that in Ontario, I think that would be a really great thing. So Kazoo is really doing its part with that, and hopefully others will be inspired by that.
Cool. Yeah, well, thanks so much for talking to me. We're going to play, I guess you guys won't have anything else released by the time you play at Kazoo, will you? Like, even digital tracks, or will it just be the Freedom Comes in a Plastic Card?
That's kind of our calling card for the time being.
Yeah.
We have other demos sort of in the can, but we're really excited to get into a studio together and try and sort of capture a little bit of the live energy before we release too many more songs.
Cool. And do you know, do you guys have a plan yet for, like, what the record is, who's going to be putting it out and that kind of thing, or is it still pretty up in the air?
We don't. We've had, like, a few offers at this point, just because the power of seeing the band live, I really can't emphasize enough. It's something that's really, I think, been great for us as far as people wanting us to play interesting shows and stuff like that. So we have had a few offers, but I think what we want to do is just sort of create an album without any kind of concerns, like who's going to be putting it out or anything like that. Just focus on making the thing itself and see what stems from that.
And that was Darlene Shrug, who will be playing on Friday, April 10th at Kazoo Fest with Deerhoof and Baby Labor at Mitchell Hall. That's the one show of all the whole festival that has advanced tickets. So go and check that out.
And that's at St. George's Church, right?
Yeah, St. George's Church on Woolwich.
Yes.
So I think it's an early show. Tickets are available online. You should probably go get them as well. Crony passes are available right now, just at the bookshelf, just physically in Guelph. I think it's $55 for 5 days, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. Yeah. So that gets you into everything so long as you get to the show on time.
Good point.
You know?
Yeah. That's up to you.
Yes.
We'll give you you can buy the crony pass, but you got to take responsibility for yourself to be at the show.
Yeah. If the venue is at capacity and you're like, I'm not going to go till 12:30. We're probably not going to hold us, or we won't hold a spot. You got to make your choices and figure out which thing you want to see.
Yeah.
So we heard Darlene Shrug before that was an interview I did on Tuesday, I think, with Slim Twig. And I think we should just keep on playing more music.
Yeah.
Keep on always playing more music.
Forever.
This is Drive Time with Dean and Dunster here on CFRU 93.3 FM. Kazoo Fest Podcast Volume 2. This is a group coming up from New York City. Jeffrey Lewis, who is a comic book artist, part of like the anti-folk movement in the 90s, along with like Moldy Peaches and that kind of New York anti-folk stuff. And he's coming up with his group, the Drams, Jeffrey Lewis and the Drams. And I'd never heard of them before, but I like them. It's because some of it's kind of like with a band, it's kind of like garagey, punky. And then he also does kind of the anti-folk stuff as well, but I think this is more of the band version of it. And he's going to be playing at Silence on the Thursday night. And if I get any of this wrong, just go to kazoo.ca and you can get the correct information. So we're going to hear the song from the Jeffrey Lewis and the Drams, Came Here Looking. After that, we're going to hear John McKeel, who's coming in from New Brunswick to play. Jeffrey Lewis and the Drams, Came Here Looking. You're listening to Drive Time
with Diener and Dunster, Kazoo Fest Podcast 2.
Came so you don't want to crash. So embarrassed by these thoughts and these memories, and so what, everyone is full of that trash. Keep that head above the wind of the undertow. No one said everyone should survive. Act so tough, you inspire the rest of us, cause I can't fold if you're still gonna try.
John McKeel with the song New Tracy. John McKeel will be playing on the Friday night after the Deer Hoof show with Darlene Shrug and Baby Labor. There's another show at E-Bar with Bass Lions, John McKeel, and Homeshake.
Closing it. You just carry on.
Yeah. Well, the Deerhoof show, I believe, starts at 7:45 is the first band, and Deerhoof's on at like 9 or something. So it'll be an early one, but then there's still so much more to go. So we heard John McKeel, and before that we heard Jeffrey Lewis and the Drams with the song Came Here Looking. How'd you like that?
Great.
It is good, eh?
Yeah.
I like that kind of fast talking.
Yeah. Kind of singing.
Yeah, yeah. And Jeffrey Lewis and the Drams will be playing on the Thursday night at Silence with Tyson and the Trepids and Family Video, who are coming all the way from St. John's, Newfoundland, to play. So, as per our promise, we'll play more music. Todd is most excited to see Fat Nat.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to play Fat Nat right now from Pool Mange Pool with the song Caquette. And chicken eats chicken. We found out that. But caquette, we don't know. I don't know what that means.
Well, we can find out.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, we've got a resource right here just across the hall who is nice enough to answer our very questions that we should
very
know the
basic
answers.
Very
should
basic.
Know the answers to already. This is Fat Nat with Caquette here on Drive Time, a.k.a. Kazoo Fest Podcast Volume 2, no a.k.a. CFRU 93.3 FM. And that was Fist City, who will be coming all the way from Lethbridge, Alberta, to play here at Kazoo Fest on Saturday, April 11th. They'll be playing upstairs at District, which is upstairs from Van Gogh's Ear. And they will be playing with Fetnat, who we heard first track from that set. We heard the song Caquette from Poule Manche Poule. And also rounding out that bill will be Stuka from right here in Guelph, and Battle Wolf from around Guelph and Kitchener-Waterloo.
Waterloo, yeah. Yeah.
I think one of them lives in Guelph now.
I accept that.
Okay. And we should be getting out of here.
Yeah.
But thanks so much for joining us. So happy to be bringing you the Kazoo Fest podcast. Going to go out with one last song from London, Ontario's New Zebra Kid. KazooKazoo.ca for all the information, for venue accessibility information, for the schedule, for where you can get tickets, where you can get crony passes, all of that. And we will post this up online as of tomorrow, I believe. So this is Diener signing off.
Dunster also signing off.
Yes. And this is New Zebra Kid with the song Romantic Illusions here on Drive Time. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye for now.
K-Train Fitzsimmons playing the heavily distorted chromatic harmonica. You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM.